Testimonies to the church regarding our youth going to Battle Creek to obtain an education. The rebuilding of the Battle Creek Sanitarium. The Battle Creek Sanitarium was erected against the expressed will of God. Presidents of conferences and others were consulted, it is true, and they assented to the plans presented because they did not desire to differ with the leader of the medical work when they could possibly agree with him. And besides, they had not received all the messages that he had received. Those who had not seen the testimonies that the leaders in the medical work had seen were not responsible for what they did not know. The experience that we have passed through since the conference of 1901 has been a complicated one, and thus our experience will continue to be. Just as long as the managers of the sanitarium try to make Battle Creek a great center, so long will they call for men and women and ministers to do the work which they cannot do. How can we encourage the plans to gather our youth into Battle Creek when our Heavenly Father has said that this place is not to be made a great center for educational work? Those educated there have not been receiving a training that will rightly prepare them to engage in the work of God. Seeds of doubt and of opposition to the testimonies have been sown. Better far would it have been for the future of our work if those who have received their education in Battle Creek had been educated where the spiritual atmosphere is purer. Written in 1904. When the Lord swept the large sanitarium out of the way at Battle Creek, He did not design that it should ever be built there again. But in their blindness, men went ahead and rebuilt the institution where it now stands. Years ago, message after message was given, pointing out that the sanitarium in Battle Creek was too large, that plants should be made in different places, that memorials should be established in many places, so that the light of present truth might shine forth. Had this counsel been heeded, the heavy responsibilities connected with the Battle Creek Sanitarium would not now exist. These responsibilities are a terrible burden. This institution should have been divided into several parts, but the light that had been given regarding this was not followed. What are we to do in regard to this institution? We do not want to tear things to pieces. We must make the best of the situation. And the best thing for everyone to do is to humble his soul before God. Let those who had no part in this movement unite with those who did act a part in it, in seeking the Lord's guidance. To those who took the responsibility on their own shoulders, we want to say, God in His mercy, for the sake of His cause, for His name's glory, will pardon your transgressions and your mistakes, if you will be converted, if you will humble your hearts before Him. But to their associates who stand ready to plaster up the breach that has been made by daubing it with untempered mortar, we say, get out of the way. Let God work upon your hearts. Strive with all your might to bring the light of heaven upon your own souls. Written in 1904.